بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام ورحمة الله. You're from
Somalia.
Somalia, right? Yes.
Thank you. In Ahmadiyya's perspective, how do you treat the opinions of the following, especially in fiqh? 1. Imam Shafi'i. 2. Imam Abu Hanifa. 3. Imam Malik. And lastly, Imam Ahmad al-Hanbali.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yes, you can please keep sit here, close next to the table here. That's right. You follow him whom they followed, Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Holy Quran. All the various schools of fiqh are founded on the Quranic teachings and the teachings of Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah in explanation of the Holy Quran. Now when these schools came into being, at that time the traditions were not compiled as we have found them compiled in different books with all the investigations attendant upon the subject of collection of hadith. The rules were not chalked out like this. So whatever they decided upon the specific ahadith which reached them. While other schools, following the same sources but having different pieces of hadith presented to them, genuinely and honestly tried to infer from those ahadith which had reached them. Had that not happened, there could not have been any difference between these four fiqhs. Imam of fiqh in himself has no authority. All the authority he draws is from the inferences of the Holy Quran and inferences based on the traditions of the Holy Prophet. So now a time has come that we can have all the material before us. And the best and the most dependable course would be to compare these Aimma's edicts and find out which one, according to our knowledge of today, is closest to the ahadith and the holy and the verses of the Holy Quran as we understand them. Now this is the general principle we always follow. But it so happened that according to our study, generally Imam Abu Hanifa's fatwa were very largely accepted by the Ummah, and unless we find reasons to disagree with him, we would generally follow the fiqh Hanafiya. But if in some places we find Hazrat Imam Shafi'i closer to the Quran and Hadith than Imam Abu Hanifa, then we would follow him. If Hazrat Imam Malik is found to be closest, then we would follow him. Personally, I believe that Hazrat Imam Malik was not only nearest to Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah in time, but also he was the first collector of ahadith. Muwatta Imam Malik, although it is not counted among the books of ahadith, that is, traditions of the Holy Prophet, but it is one of the most authentic books on hadith which was ever written. All its ahadith are also included in Bukhari. So none of them can be objected against by any school of thought. And also he was blessed by a very special faculty of Allah, blessed by Allah, or a very special faculty of jurisprudence. So on the whole, I think Hazrat Imam Malik should also be bracketed with Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa. But the problems arose later on when in the name of Maliki fiqh, scholars of the later ages went on adding quite a few things here and there, creating distances between the fiqh of Hazrat Imam Malik and the fiqh of Abu Hanifa and others as well. So it, all this is a complicated issue, and it needs to be thoroughly examined. Otherwise, if we do not try to find compromise between these great sources of jurisprudence on the basis of re-examining their sources and attempting to draw new inferences, then this confusion would continue forever, dividing the Ummah. So Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam, the founder of the Ahmadiyya community, gave us this great instruction. The Quran is the unchangeable, the authority from God. The unchangeable in the sense that no man has been permitted to interpolate. So it is the most authentic book on these two kinds, counts. Number one, all the source of the Sharia is contained in the Holy Quran. Number two, man has not been permitted by God to interfere. So if there is one thing on which we can depend with 100% certainty, it is the Holy Quran. All relations which are in agreement with the Holy Quran must be respected and accepted in toto. Wherever there are differences, apparent differences between the Holy Quran and some reported ahadith, try to find a compromise as best as possible you can. If you fail, then that so-called hadith is not a hadith. Then follow the Quran. But in general, where you do not have either the wisdom or the time to investigate personally, directly, the overbearing principle should be that you follow Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa. This is the entire attitude of Jamaat Ahmadiyya.